This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Yemen's Houthi group claimed responsibility for drone attacks on two Saudi Aramco plants in the kingdom's eastern province Saturday. The group's military spokesman said this on TV. The broadcaster said that the Houthis had deployed 10 drones against the sites, and the group pledged to widen the range of its attacks on Saudi Arabia, which leads a coalition fighting them in Yemen. A Taliban delegation has traveled to Moscow and held talks with Russian officials Friday, a week after the United States abruptly called off a year-long peace dialogue with the insurgent group over U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan. More from AP's Julie Walker.
The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
Baton-wielding Hong Kong police moved in to break up scuffles Saturday between pro-China protesters and those denouncing perceived Chinese meddling at the start of rallies planned for across the city after months of often violent unrest. The pro-China demonstrators chanted support the police and China add oil at a shopping mall in the Kowloon Bay Area, adapting a line used by anti-Hong Kong government protesters and loosely meaning China, keep your strength up. The clashes spilled out onto the streets and each confrontation captured by dozens of media and onlookers on their smartphones. Police detained several people. They have gathered in malls with occasional scuffles with flag-carrying China supporters, often denouncing police for perceived brutality. This is VOA News. Pakistani